Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
Powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between Crosstown Concourse, the Daily Memphian, and the University of Memphis. Hear us online at WYXR.org, on TuneIn, or on your favorite assistant. Just ask for WYXR.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
How I wish you were here
to the new Untitled Show with Tim and Steve. I'm Tim, and there's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, we just played our first song of the show. That was I Wish You Were Here, and you are. Well, that wasn't part of the title. But, I Wish You Were Here by Curtis Lee, a 7-inch. On Dunes Records from 1961. That was the B-side of Pretty Little Angel, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. This tune was written by Tommy Boyce, produced by Phil Spector, and today is Curtis Lee's birthday. Happy birthday. And we have a lot of birthdays coming up on this show by chance. Steve, you want to wish somebody a happy birthday, maybe?
Yeah, this is maybe my favorite birthday of tonight. There are a lot of birthdays tonight, but this is Stephen Morris playing with Joy Division. We're wishing him a very happy birthday. Joy Division drummer and New Order drummer.
Thank you. spend the night with some sweet senorita. Into her dark hallway she will lead you. In some lonesome shadow she might greet you. Billy, you're so doggone far away from home. They say that Pat Garrett's got your own number. Sleep with one eye open when you slumber. Every little sound just might be thunder. Thunder from the barrel of his gun. Maybe you will find yourself tomorrow drinking in some bar to hide your sorrow. Spending the time that you borrow. Figuring a way to get back.
Thank you.
You're listening to the new Untitled Show on 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. We just played May the Circle Remain Unbroken. That was the 13th Floor Elevators. That was a 7-inch that came out on International Artists back in 68. That's Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. A 7-inch on Fontana Records came out in 64. That was written by Curtis Mayfield, and we're wishing a very happy birthday to Wayne Fontana. Billy Seven, that was Bob Dylan from Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, original soundtrack, came out in 1973. That was Jim Keltner back there on the drums and Roger McGuinn on acoustic guitar. This LP also featured Booker T. Jones on bass on a few songs, and features Bruce Langhorne on acoustic guitar, who we mentioned last week's show for Mixed Up Confusion with Bob Dylan. The Rise and Fall of Flingle Bunt, that's The Shadows. That's a 7-inch. It came out in 64. And we're wishing a happy birthday to Shadows guitar player Hank Marvin. And we started off the set with Atmosphere. That was Joy Division. That's a 12-inch. It came out on Factory in 1980. Maybe one of my favorite 12-inch singles, featuring the great Stephen Morris on drums. Stephen, of course, played in Joy Division, New Order, and just a wonderful inspiration. That's that set, Tim.
Well, let's do another. More birthdays. This birthday boy, we most do not know him. He was a German, well, then transplanted to New York. Gershon Kingsley. Him and his bandmate Jean-Jacques Perret were the first to make recordings with the Moog synthesizer back in 1967, which was the year it actually went on sale. This next tune was from 69, a little later, from an album called Music to Moog By. Most people know this tune from the 1972 Hot Butter version, but this was the original. Gershon Kingsley, who wrote and performed in 1969, Popcorn. Thank you.
Get it. Oh, get it. And floating in the river with a saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it. And I bet you will regret it when you find me in the morning, wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there. I'd like to say I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's the hottest day afloat, soaking wet without a boat. And I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news. Going down, going down. I wish I had another drink. I wouldn't be the hottest thing. I should have taken time to think. Besides, I got the picture straight. You must have had another date. I didn't need this extra weight. I wish that I could see the way to show. I don't want no more. Going down, I'm going down. And now I see the left, I let it slip it all away. I made a shuttle on the swim instead of naturally got myself. I can't believe it. Why I drove a light again. My tummy pump, I can't believe they drink this stuff in town. This dirty brown. I'm going down, going down, I'm going down, going down. Seniors are getting old. I'm hungry, sleepy, wet and cold. She told me to forget it nice. I should have taken her advice. I only want to go on home. I'd gladly leave that girl alone. What a way to spend the night. If I don't drown, I'll die of fright. My pappy taught me how to float, but I can't swim a single note. He threw me in to teach me how. I stayed there floating like a mama cow, and now I've floated way downstream. No, this has to be a dream. If I could find my way to shore, getting light, everything will be alright. Think I finally got the knack of just floating in lazy on my back. I never really liked that town. I think I'll ride the river down, just moving slow and floating free. There's a river swinging under me, waving back to the slopes on shore. I should have thought of this before I float on down to New Orleans and pick up on some swinging scenes.
You are listening to 91.7 FM Memphis, or maybe you're listening to WYXR.org. We just played The Monkees from their Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited album from 67. According to the Monkees, this was a direct ripoff of Mose Allison's Parchman Farm. They decided that they really could not see doing a cover, so they hired a woman, Diane Hildebrand, I believe it was, to write new lyrics for the for that riff, and that was called Going Down. Before that was Paul McCartney doing Coming Up from McCartney 2, which came out in 1980. And previous to that, Papa Mau Mau was a tune. A lot of different people did that. I think the Rivingtons maybe were the first. That was the Sharonettes, a 7-inch on Black Magic. Came out in 75. Featured an uncredited Shirley Matthews, who was a former Motown producer, songwriter, and background vocalist on about 1,000 different songs. What were those ones we saw, Steve?
You mentioned so many. Neil Young, so many that I wouldn't expect.
Yes, Nielsen, Keith Moon, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Barbara Streisand. Oh, she produced and composed for Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Jackson 5. Look her up sometime. It is amazing how there's
Shirley Matthews.
People, yeah, people that you've never heard of who are on half the records you've ever heard. Before that, though, was Popcorn Pop Pop by Eldridge Holmes, a 7-inch on Elan label from 1964. That was written by Naomi Neville, also known as Alan Toussaint. And we started it off with Gershon Kingsley doing Popcorn, one that he wrote back in 69. So what else we got for the people, Steve?
Let's play a little Serge Gainsbourg.
Thank you. man erkennt zum Hausgebrauch. Köchin mit Nerz, doch sparsam auch. So stellt er sie sich vor. Doch Engel sind rar. Doch Engel sind rar. Edel und stark wie Siegfried war Kolumbus von heut mit Jaguar. So stellt sie ihn sich vor. Doch Engel sind rar. Doch Engel sind rar. Doch die mit den kleinen Fehlern, dem Hauch nur von Paradies, die Engel mit kleinen Fehlern, die sind erst richtig süß. Zwei Schritte vor und drei zurück, vom Himmel fällt nie ein Meisterstück. Das ist der liebe Lauf, denn Engel sind rar, denn Engel sind rar. Die Engel mit kleinen Fehlern, die sind erst richtig süß. Vor und drei zurück, vom Himmel fällt nie ein Meisterstück. Das ist der liebe Lauf, denn Engel sind rar, denn Engel sind rar. Engel auf Erden wären wunderbar, doch diese Wesen sind rar.
I'd have to be crazy to stop all my singing. Never play music again. You'd call me a fool if I grabbed up a top hat and ran out to flag down the wind. I'd have to be weird to grow me a beard just to see what the rednecks would do. But I'd have to be crazy, plumb out of my mind, to fall out of love with you. I know I've done weird things, I told people I heard things, when silence was all out of bounds. Been days when it pleased me to be on my knees, following ants as they crawl across the ground. Been insane on a train, but I'm still me again, and the place where I hold you is true. So I know I'm all right, 'cause I'd have to be crazy to fall out of love. But should there come a day when I say that I don't love you, you can lock me away. I sure would be dingy to live in an envelope, waiting alone for a stamp. You'd swear I was loco to rub for a genie while burning my hand on the lamp. And I may not be normal, but nobody I'd like to say before I'm through. I'd have to be crazy, plumb out of my mind, to fall out of love with you. I'd have to be crazy, plumb out of my mind, to fall out of love with you.
Take my hand. 'cause I know that we will never, never.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played the Graham Bond Organization. That was Baby, Can It Be True? That's from There's a Bond Between Us that came out in 65. This was the first rock record to use a Mellotron. This song also includes Ginger Baker on drums, Jack Bruce on stand-up bass, and Birthday Boy Graham Bond on organ, alto sax, and mellotron. He also wrote and sang this tune. I'd Have to Be Crazy, that was Willie Nelson. That's from The Sound in Your Mind, that came out in 76. Engels sind rar, or That's Angels Are Rare, by Cornelia Froboess, from Die Neuen Lieder der Cornelia Froboess. That's the new songs or the new record of Cornelia. It's came out in 67, and we're wishing Cornelia a very happy birthday. She had her first record in 1951 at age 8, and today she turns 81. And we started off this set with Soli Soleil Exactement by Serge Gainsbourg. That's from Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg. It came out in 69, and it's a killer record if you ever get a chance to hear it. And Tim, I think it's time for us to get out of here.
Is it time to hand the reins to Shanksy?
So it is.
Nobody, don't touch that dial. Shanksy's coming right up. And what are we going to listen to, though, on our way out?
Let's hear another one from Kris Kristofferson, who we played a few of his songs a couple weeks ago. Recently departed. Here's an early version of Me and Bobby McGee.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the trains, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues, with them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Freedom, just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I'd done, every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I let her slip away, looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom, just another word for nothing. nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Ah, but feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.